We're on Daf Memvava Medalev. Three lines from the bottom. Isholach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Giyuri Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Af al gav shelo motzino b'chol ha'teira kulem shechilek ha'kosov bein biyeh kedarke lebiyeh shelo'i kedarke. We do not find in Kol HaTeira Kula that there is a halachic difference between Bia Kedarka and Bia Shaloi Kedarka, Lamakes, Laonshin. Avi Meitzi Shemra Chilek. By Meitzi Shemra, there is a Chilek. Eine Chayev, Acheyivel Shaloi Kedarka, Vyeitzi Shemra Kedarka. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shleimetzinu shechilek ha-kosov mishkevei ishoksiv, shnei mishkevei seho shovin lechol mishpat arayis. There's no difference if it's kedalka shaloi kedalka. B'moitzi shem rachilek shem hevi edim sheniva lo arusosoi shaloi kedalka v'nimtso zaymimim eini nois in meyaselo. Delay matzasi psulim ksiv b'mokem psulim. So the Edom have to say that she was nivul kedalka. Ein echayv ad sheyivel sheloi kedalka v'yeitzi shemro b'chedalka. Klema. Ksheba nemru dvorim. That it was said when he was boil. Ubi losa yafilahi sheloi kedalka. That means like Abeleza ben Yaakov, that he was boil and his bila could be a fila he shaloi kedak keheched leicholak b'sharonshim. Avol biyish shals nushim meitzi lazaleh tach sheyema al biyo kedak lekama meforish lo. So the Gemara says keman iker abonon afal gav deloi boal. You also chayiv. Ikra b'leza ben Yaakov. Idi v'idi kedarka b'inan. Kiven da omar dvorm kechsovom. Rashi says, haicha takeira lemotzosia lo psulim. Elim kein omar baltia kedarka o metzosia b'ula. Korim tra b'leza ben Yaakov. There has to be a bila kedarka. Ela sholach av kahane mishmeid rab yechanin ein echaivat sheyivel kedarka v'yetzi shemra b'chedarka according to Rab Elezer ben Yaakov. Zok te mishne baita. Ha'ov zakoi bebitoi bekidusheo bekesef b'shtar ubebiyem. Let us see Rashi. Ha'ov zakoi bebitoi bekatnus ubenarus bekidusheo bekesef. Shekesef kidusheho sheloi. The Ra'on, the Shita Mekabetza says Pshat and Rashi. Shekesef kidusheho sheloi, that Rashi is coming to tell us that if she was Mekadesh herself, it belongs to him. That is a koi bekidusheho, the shekesef kidusheho sheloi. Even if she was Makadish herself, Benarusa, but he gets the Kesef Kedushin. This is God's very interesting. There's a Machloikis in Kedushin. Daf Mem Gimel Amad Beis Rabbi Yechner Rish Lokish, if a Naira Bechlal is Bekoich to be Makadish herself, if there's a father. Rish Lokish says she can, and Rabbi Yechner says she can't. Maybe later in the Sugya we'll speak about this, but Al Kaponim, this is how the Ra'or says Pshat. So the first halach of the Mishnah is telling us that afilu she's Mekadesh herself, the Kesef of Kedushin belongs to him, he's Zeich and the Kesef of Kedushin. Ubishtar, sheim kibel shtar eresin oleho arei zu mekodeshes. By shtar, the chiddush of shtar is that he can make the Maise Kedushin, that his yad of Kabbalah shtar marries her off. Bebiya, Rashoi lemoisra lebiya l'shem kedushin. He can be moisra lebiya l'shem kedushin. Perhaps the chiddush In what Rashi is saying, Rashi Lamaisra Lebiya Lashem Kedushim, we had mentioned a few times the Masas Moshe, Masechtas Kedushin mentions that there are three inyonim by Ishus of an Aruse. There's a Kinyin, Ha'isha Niknis. There's Issa, Osa Lo Akul Alma Kehegdish. And then there's a Niyag of Ishus, which is Chal with the Eresin. And he says, Bemison, each Maisa Kinyin of Kedushin is Miyuchid for one Prat of Eresin. Kinyin Kesef is a Maisa Kinyin, will an Akicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim, just like a Sodas Nikne Bekesef, Sonisha's Nikne Bekesef, Ha'isha Niknis. This is a Maisa Kinyin. Shtar, the Gemara says that, how do we know that an Isha's Niknis Bishtar? We learn out the Yotza V'Hoysa. We learn out that just like she goes out with a get, so she can be Kaina with a get. Now, the a get is a Matir Isurim, Arayat Muteres L'chol Odom. So the Shtar Kedushin is an Oysa, the opposite of what a get is. In B is Aniya Gavishus. But Afal Pikain, even though each one symbolizes a different Praten Eresin, but each one accomplishes all three Praten. So, Lechaire, but the Kinyan of B is Aniya Gavishus. Now, that what Rashi says, that Rashoi Lemoisra Lebiya Leshem Kedushin, Lechaira means, even if she's not maskim. I mean, that's Pshat. He wants to be Moisra Lebiya. Now we had before, Yachala Moisra Lemenuva Lemukashchin, Bebiya. So he's Moisra Lebiya, Leshem Kedushin. Now, Lechaira Mitzido, she's not maskim, she's not Merutze. For all practical purposes, she's an anusa. And this is called Aniya Gavishus. So it's a Meridike Chiddush. It's a Meridike Chiddush that the Das Ha'ov makes that this be is a Maisa Ishus, a Maisa Kedushin. Even though the Mitzad the Niveles, it's L'chayra not Aniya Gavishus. Yochol Rashoi L'maisra L'biya L'shem Kedushin. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Zakoi b'mtziyoso u'b'maise yodeo u'b'aforis nadoreo u'mekabel esgito. U'mekabel esgito, Sarashi says, im nizgarsho min ha'eresin v'koidem shebogro. So she's still b'rshusoi, she can be mekabel aget. Avol bogro, o'inisei shuv ein loy rishus bo. She's not in his rishus anymore, so he's not a yad to be mekabel a get. Then the Mishnah continues, ve'enei oichel peirois b'chayeho. Im noflu lo karkois, Rashi says, b'yerusha mi beis imo. If she yarshind karkois mi beis imo, ein ovia oichel peiroisein, so the Ov does not have a schus achilas peres benichse bitoy, elo oisin lo segula. It's oisin lo segula, but al kaponim doesn't have a schus achilas peres. Now, that what Rashi says, im noflo lo kakois birusha mi beis imo, so that's what Rashi means to say as follows. Like this, the halacha is that a husband yarshins a wife. How did she get these nechosim? How did the daughter get it? The husband is yerish as ishtri. So lechaire, pshat in Rashi is because a husband is not yerish beroi. That means he's only yerish the nechosim that she possessed b'shas misosa. But let us say that she died Reish Chodesh Nissen, and her father died Reish Chodesh Iyar. So the granddaughter will yarshin her grandfather through her mother, could be, but through mishmush. That means that this is that the mother yarshins bekevel lahirish lebita. Now this yerusha is roi. That means she didn't possess nichsei aviha b'shas misoso. So the father, the husband doesn't yarshin this. So it goes to her daughter. That's what I'm nofla lo kakois b'yerusha mi beis ima. That means the aim didn't possess it. It was mi beis ima, and she got the kakois b'yerusha mi beis ima. And avi oichel peris ema lo isen lo skut. So ibeini oichel peris b'chayeho. Bechayes, Rashi says, Elim came Mesa. If she died, then Vahu Yosha, then he eats everything. Then the whole karka belongs to him. Yes, sir, Olav Habal. Now, Habal has more than what a father has. She'oichel peres bechayeho. V'chaibim zayneseo b'pirkuno u'kforoso. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo oni shebi'yisrael lo yifchois mishnei chalilim u'mekoinenes. Now let us see Rashi. Yeser olav abal, shu zoyche gam b'chol hashinuyim l'maylo. Chered aloshen kol hashinuyim l'maylo is a little misleading. We had a whole bunch of shinuyim, doesn't apply by a bal. It's only going on zakoi b'mtziyoso b'maisi yoder b'foros nedorer. These three things we're talking about, and that's what the Tosfos Rit says. Niseis yeser olav abal shehu oichel peiris bechayer peirzeiche b'mitziyo peiris zeiche b'mitziyoso o b'maise yodeo o b'meforas nedoreo keo. These three things he zeiche yeser olav abal shehu oichel peiris nechoser betakonus chachomim. So he says klar, it's speaking about these three things. That's what we're talking about. Loshen of Rashi Kolash Nimil Maila Lacher means these three things. That yes, all of Abar Shuzoich Gam Bacholash Inuyim Lamaila, Vaichel Peres Menachosim Shanoflo Biyerusha Mishenisaislo. And he also eats the Peres that the Nichse Meluki has a Schus Achilas Peres. So yes, all of Abar Lacher means that, he says, these three things, what the father had, he also has. But besides that, yes, all about, that he has a schus achilas peres. The Rishash is ma'irer, the Shittas HaRambam is, that in the Din HaForem, a father is made for all nedorim. That means you don't need ini nefesh, you don't need bor. Dorm shebeine lebeine, he's made for all the dorm. And a baal is only made for the dorm sheline nefesh. So he asks, so what's that? Yeser olav abal. Yeser olav abal means besides all these three things of maishedel, mitziyosav, aforas, nedara, besides these three things, he has more. But it would seem the three things that the father has, he also is, but he is more than the father. So he says, "Etzem, he is less than the father." In the forest nedarim. So I want to say, it means in the shoroshim, not in the protim. That means he has a schus aforest nedarim, and besides that, he has a schus achilas peres also. But if you go into the nitty gritty, lemaise beprat, the father is more than him. But the Gemara isn't going in the prote aloches. The Gemara is going that he is a schus aforest nedarim, mitziyosa maise yoder. And he also is a schus achilas peyus. V'chaye b'mzoy neiser b'pekune. Im nishbis, pekune means if she was captured, she would t'nai bezn, k'desna b'mas nisen. B'kvoroso, demrine kamon, kvoroso, tachas ksuboso, shechniso loy mi beis aviv, u yerusha b'misoso, shishaye b'kvure. And Rabbi Yehuda says, also, not only the kvure, the ceremony that was done by Shasta kvure, Shnei Chalilim Lehesped, they were, and Mekainenes, that also he has to provide. Zok the Gemara, Bekesef Minolo, how do we know Zerash is the Kesef Kidusheha Le'avio? So again, we could learn the Gemara the way we had mentioned the Shin Betzah says according to Rashi in the Mishneh. He says the Mishneh is coming to tell us Kesef Kiddushah, she was Mekadosh herself. The Kiddushin belongs, the Kesef Kiddushin belongs to the father. Minolo. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Kro, it says V'yotza Chinom Ein Kosef. So the Ein Kosef is Miyuta, so we darshin Ein Kesef La'odin Ze, V'yesh Kesef La'odin Acher U'monoi Avio. So Rashi says Ein Kesef Ba'om Avriya Ksiv. This is speaking about Om Avriya, that when she goes out with Simoni Naris, she goes out Ein Kesef. Ubikdushim porich haimi boi leile gufe. He has to tell us, v'yotzachinam ein kosev, that she doesn't, there's no din of giroin kesev. She goes out without anything. Malkaponim, it seems that ein kosev is coming l'diyuki. That in this yitzhiye, there's no kesev. In another yitzhiye, there is kesev. Ein kesef la'odin ze b'tzeiso mirshusoi b'simoni nairis k'dafine b'kdushin. The b'yoitza b'simoni mishtoi k'ro. The pasuk is speaking about that she's yoitza b'simoni nairis. Avo yesh kesef la'odin achek she yoitza mirshusoi. But when she leaves another odin, then there is kesef. Umonei op. She'ein odein lebas Yisrael elavia chutz mizeh she'nimkeroloi. So memela, so we have a posik that is zeiche b'kesef kedushel, that when she leaves rishus avia ayidei kedushin, he gets kesef. So the Gemara says ve'eima ledido. Maybe she gets the money. So let us see Rashi. Ukra ki osa la'ashmeinin. In the posik, what is the coming to tell us? Osa shehi niknis lebal bikidushe kesef. The posik is telling us, not that the father gets it, but that through kesef, she's nikna lebal. That means, the kinyan lebal is a yitzia mirshus avia. And this yitziyah is accomplished through kesef. V'hochi tidrishay, this is how you darsh in the posik. Ein kesef b'yitziyah zu. The yitziyah of Simoni Nairis from her odin, that is a yitziyah that is accomplished without any money. Avo yesh kesef b'yitziyah acheres, there's another yitziyah, that when she's yitzei mirshu saviyo, in order to accomplish another yitzhiyah, this yitzhiyah goes without kesef, it goes with simoni nairis. There's another yitzhiyah, mirshus aviya, that is only accomplished through kesef. That's when the oros gives her kesef, or it could be the kesef goes to her. Meheichi teisi, should we say that the father gets the kesef? He says, the posuk is telling us that one can make kedushin with kesef. But she'll get the kesef. So the Gemara asks, Ashta Aviyah Mikabel Kedusha. He says, how could you say that she should get the kesef? If the father's Mikabel the kedushin, the chsiv es biti nosati le'isha zem, ihi shoklo kaspo. So she should get the kesef. So al kochoch, that zicher can't be. So the Pasuk is telling us that there's a Yitziyah al Yedei Kesef, but al Kochoch, the Yitziyah, who gets the Kesef? The father gets the Kesef. He makes the Kedushin. So now the Gemara learned that she Bechlal can't make Kedushin. So the father is making the Kedushin, and the Pasuk is telling us, but this Yitziyah Me'ov is through Kesef. And this Al-Kochach, if it's through Kesef, Al-Kochach, he's the Mekadesh, so he gets the Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara, so now we know already. So the Pasuk is telling us there's another Yitziyah. There's a Yitziyah from Odoin with Simoni Nairis. There's a Yitziyah from Ahov with Kesef. So, and I know that there's a Yitziyah through Kesef. That's when she becomes Nisaris. But that's poshit that the Kesef goes to him. Because he's the Mekadesh. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema hani miliktana de les loyat. So the Gemara says, who told you this posik is speaking about a naira? Maybe this pasuk is speaking about a ktane who is unable to be mekadesh herself. So memele, so there the pasuk says that the father is mekadesh her, but an naira de islo yad, ihi tigdish nafsha ve'ihi tishkel kaspo. But a naira that has a yad could be she's mekadesh herself. And then she gets the money. So I'm back where we started from. So that's pshat and the drosha. Yeah, that the yitziyah of nairis from an odin works without kesef. There's a yitziyah of a naira from her father that's with kesef. But it could be that she's mekadesh herself and she'll keep the money. Oma kro binureho beis ovio, kol shvach nuurim lo ovio. The Gemara says there's a posik. As the posik says that, kol shvach nuurim lo ovio, that any shvach that, she acquires out snaira belongs to the father. So the Gemara says, if that's pshat and posik, velohod ha'omar Rav Huna marav minayin shemaisa habas lovio, shenema v'chiyim karish es bitay liyomo. As Rav Huna marav said, how do you know that the maisa yedeo of a naira belongs to the father? Because it says in the posik, v'chiyim karish es bitay liyomo. So we makish bitoy lo omo, ma omo maise yodeo le rabo. Av bas maise yodeo lo avio. So there's a hekish bitoy lo omo. So if you're telling me that binoreo beis avio is coming to tell us that the shvach nuurim belong to the father, so that's pshat and posik, so why do you need a new drosha to tell me that maise yodeo belongs to the father, because Shemakish Bitei Lo'ome, typically, says, Binoreo Beis Ovio, Kol Shvach Nu'urim Lovio. So that's inclusive. It includes Maisi Odeo, Kesef Kiddusheo. Elo, so what is the teretz of this kashe? Ahu Ba'aforos Nidorim Edursiv. This posik is speaking about Haforos Nidorim. V'chitayim ha'neilef mino, maybe we should learn out from Haforos Nedorim, m'moyne me'isure lo'yalfino. You can't learn out moment from Issa. Haforos Nedorim is a schus in Isurim. Moment from Issa you can't learn out. So that is why, when we wanted to know that Maisa Yodeho belongs to the father, we needed a droshe, bitei lo'omo. You can't learn out from Bunara Beis Avir, because that is speaking about Isurim. So just like we can't learn out Maisa Yodel from Binoreo Beisavio, we also can't learn out Kesef Kedushel Minoreo Beisavio. So we're back to the Kashim. So it could be Tavke by Ektane, as beating the Sadish is could be speaking by Ektane. Naktane, that's 100% right. That if he's Makadisha, he gets the Kesef of Kedushin. But by Anaira, could be Ihi Tigdish Nafsho, the Ihi Tishkel Kaspo. So how do you know that the Kesef of Kedushin of Anaira belongs to the father? So that Moses Vichitema Nailef Miknos, maybe we'll learn out from Knas, Venos and Lavia Naira. So the Kesef Kedushin also belongs. Mamayne Miknosa Leyafino. Vichitema Nailef Miboishes Ubgam, Shani Boishes Ubgam, Davia Nami Shaykh Bey. So Al Kaponim, you can learn out from Knas, I'd like to just say a shtikol ha'or over here. L'chayre, we had started the sugya by saying that Rashi learns pshat ha'ov zakoi bebitoi bekidusheo. That the shita says that means that if she's mekadosh herself, the kesef kedushin belongs to the father. Now the Gemara is looking for a makor. So the Gemara wants to say, let's learn out from Knas. That's a very good makor to learn out. But just like that Kesef Knosa belongs to the father, so Kesef Kedusha should also belong to the father. Gemara says, Mamayne Miknosa Layof. And you can't learn out, that's a different parsha. Mamayne Miknosa, that's where you can't learn out. But if we could learn out, just let us say for a minute we could learn out. So we would learn out that the Kesef Kedushin belongs to the father. L'chayre, when she's Mekadish herself, the Kesef Kedushin belongs to the father. But let us ask a pertinent question. But how do you know that the father could be Mekadish her when she's a Naira? That means the Gemara really asked a double kasha. Bayaktane, she doesn't have a yad, so he's the Mekadosh, and he gets the Kesef Kedushin. Bayanaira, ihi tikdosh nafsha, vihi tishkel kaspa. So lochayre, there was a double kasha. Bayanaira, you don't need him. She alone is a gedayla, so she could make her own Kedushin, and the money will belong to her. So the Gemara answers, we learn out from Knas. So we learn out from Knas, lochayre, that the money will belong to him. Fine. But Al Kaponim, we have another, how do you know that he can be Mekadisha? Maybe she's Mekadisha herself and he's zeichin the money, like Knas. Someone's man is, so he's zeichin the money. But how do you know that he could be Mekadisha himself? So by Emerson, this Sa'ore Taisvah speaks about, and Rabbi Kivega speaks about it. You see, Rabbi Kivega had problems with Taisus. So Rabbi Kivega says a beautiful vault. He says, if I know that the Kesef of Kedushin belongs to the father, that I learned out from Knas. So now you have another Shabbat. How do you know the father could be Mekadisha? There's two problems. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Benayra de Isla Yad Ihi Tigdesh Namsha Vihi Tishkel Kasper. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, she should be able to be Mekadish herself, and she should keep the money. So we're up to now a Kasha that the Gemara asked that she's a Bailam on her Kedushin to make the Kedushin, and she's a Bailam to keep the Kesef Kedushin. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara said, no, it says, ben a Rebbe, Sabiya, no, and, kol shvach num levi, he's the balabos. Just like he. So the Gemara says, no, listen, ben a Rebbe, Sabiya, speaking about a forest, the Dorim, but, someone says, we learn out from Knas. So we learn out from Knas means, that just like Kesef, Knosso belongs to the father, Knosso levi anayro, so Kesef Kedushel belongs to the father. So that means, so from this we know so far that if she was Mekadish herself, she is a yah to be Mekadish herself, oh, but the money will belong to the father. The father will be Zeiche in the money, just like he's Zeiche in the Knas. But how do we know that the father alone is Bekoyach to be Mekadish? That's a kasha. So Rabbi Kivegia says, as long as you know that the money belongs to the father, then I'll learn out from Aforas Nedarim. Because before we asked, why can you learn out from Aforas Nedarim? Here's the whole balabos on Aforas Nedarim. Said, Mamoine me isure layofinam. This is Chayshe Mishpat, this is Yeredei. You can't learn out one from the other. If he's a Bailim on her Yisurim, it's not a right, he's a Bailim in Mominus, he has Chusei Momin. So that was Kolzman, I didn't know that he had. Maybe he doesn't have Chusei Momin. Maybe he can't be Mekadosh Anayra. Verkehrt, this Chus Momin belongs to her. But the minute I say V'neilev Miknosa, so now I know that this Chusei Momin, I feel she'll be Mekadosh herself, but it'll belong to him. So, in Chusei Momin of Kesef Kedusha Niyeh, so now the whole Shaila is to see if a Baal is to be Mekadosh. No, that I kill enough from Aforas Nedarim. This is Isure Me Isure. Kozman, I don't know that he has a schus moments. I'm saying, listen, being Mekadish is not only an Isadika Shaila, it's a business, it's momentous, it's chusei moment. Who says he has chusei moment that he can be Mekadish and get money from this? Who says? Kedushin is a affair in Inyoni momentous. So that the Gemara said, you're right, but now that I know that the chusei moment belonged to him, so now I can learn out from Aforas Nedarim Legabi the Etzem Aisa Kedushin. But the Gemara, we're stuck, but the Gemara says you can't learn out from Knas, Mamayne Miknas Aleyafino, you can't learn out from Baishas Abgam, Tavianami Shaykh Bey. So we're back to the Kasha. So how do you know that in this Pasik, the Yotzachina Main Kesef, that he gets the money? Maybe we darshan in Kesef be Yitziyazu to the Yitziya from her Odin is accomplished without money. It's accomplished with Simoni Nairis. There's another Yitziya that's accomplished through money. And that's when she gets married and she leaves Rishus Aviya. But it could be she gets the money. So the Gemara says, Mistavre dechime mayit rachmonim, Yitzia de chivosa komemayit. That means we are saying that one yitzia is similar to the other yitzia. Now let us see Rashi. Veim hanimil damrateres biti nesati shebiyodoi nesinosa that he can marry her off. So Rashi, yes, how can you say the Pasuk is speaking about a Ketana? As Biti Nesatli, she said, the Pasuk is speaking about a Naira. Speaking about Meitzi Shemra. We kill her. So how could you say, as Biti Nesatli, she said, speaking about a Ketana? Dul Mahochi kam, as Biti Nesatli, bekat Nusa, v'ata Naira. Means he married her off when she was a ketana. Elahi baforas nedorim ksiv. Maskone de kushi hi veloy shinuye. This is the end of the kasha. So why don't you learn out maisa yodef on binureo? Because it's aforas nedorim. V'chitay manelev kesev kidusher miknoso shazich sater alohov. Miboishes abgam damine beilo nairis shehu shalov. So the Gemara says over there, Shayich bo, biyodoi little momen, he could have gotten momen, ulevaisha beboishezu, lemoisra lebias kedushin lemnuva lemukeshchin. That means he could have made a mint by giving her over to a menuva lemukeshchin. And now that someone was ma'anisa, so memeila, so Rashi says, and daf memo mit beis, given the biyodi lito momela pogma lavaisha, hashta apsidei hai de pogma. Now, so this person was ma'anisa, so now her whole chashivis, got much lower because someone was ma'anisa already. So you can learn that from Boishas of God. Elo, ki pirches, eimo ledido, hochi tishani. So the teretz to this kasha, that what? That, kasha, maybe we learn that ein kesev bi yitzi yizu, ava yesh kesev bi yitzi acheres. Elo, ki pirches, eimo ledido, hochi tishani, mistavre, ki kama mayit kro yitzi yoso, mirshus of, bekidushin, the Torah says that there's a difference from the Yetziyah Mirshus of by Kedushin Mi Torah's Yetziyosa Mirshus Odoin B'Simonim. The Pasuk is, we have a Diyik. We're differentiating between this Yetziyah and this Yetziyah. Is Yetziyah the Chevosa Komemayit Ma Kesev the Yetziyah's Odoin. That means the Pasuk is saying, ain kesef. So the Pasuk is saying there's no kesef. But let us appreciate, what would be the kesef? Ma kesef di yitzias odem mi have a awesome kesef. What would be the kesef over there? The odem, shah, hi yaitse mi menu, boi mehevi, bepidin gireine, de megaras imoi vi yaitse. Bahamoisel neisenisle. If there would have been kesef by the yitzias from the odem, so we would make Giroin Kesef how much she worked till now, and the rest she'd be paid herself from the Yodin. So Memela, but here it says the Kesef which rightfully should be given to the Yodin is not given to him with this Yitzhiyah. No, she goes out with Simonim. Is Afki Komanami Yesh Kesef? We were saying here where there should have been Kesef, Afabikin, there's no Kesef. But the Kesef that should have been would have been to the Odin Sheyaitzimi Menu. Is Afki Komanami Yesh Kesef be Yitzia Acher is Dodin Sheyaitzimi? But there's another Yitzia from a Odin that there is Kesef. The Odnishi Yaitzimene Boyle Lehavi Vilayla Dido. So there's the Yitzia de Chevose Komemayet. That means we are comparing and being Memayet the two Yitzias. That in this Yitzia, even though there, theoretically there should be Kesef, there's ain't Kesef. But the Yitzia from the other Odin, there is Kesef to the one she's Yaitzit, Dumya to the Ein Kesef over here. The Amritli, the Do'ave, like a Mamayit Yitzia de Chavose, so it's not similar this Yitzia to this Yitzia. Kach mefeirish b'shultes trabachoi goy. V'ani shamati Yitzia de Chavose komemayit, mahosam naira, foche naira, that just like the Yitzia, of Oma is Benaruse, so the Yitzia from the father is also when she's a Naira. Vikoshali Akata Ema Ledido. Good, it's speaking about a Naira, but we still have the old Kasha. Ema Ledido. But maybe this Yitzia Benaruse is accomplished by giving her the money. Ube Meseches Kedushin Perashtia Beloshin Shmuosi Ube Kushi. So let us go a little further. Frag de Gemore v'holoi domye ho yitzie lo ho yitzie. So the Gemore says, there's no similarity these two yitzies. Yitzie de kedushin li yitzies omo ho ivriye. There's no similarity. V'lo yitzie de chavosei. That means, if I would say, that after Eirisen, she's Yoitzei Mirshus Avio, So then it's good. So we're comparing these two yitzias. One yitzia is a yitzia mershus ha'odain that is accomplished without money. There's another yitzia mershus ha'av that's accomplished with money. Fine. And the yitzia is done through giving the one who's yitzia mershus ha'money. But I have news for you. Anarusa is still Birshus Avia. So Mamel, there's no Yitzia over here. There's no Yitzia. After she becomes Anarusa, she's still Birshus Avia. So how can you compare that? We're comparing the two Yitzias. There's no Yitzia by an Ov. So you can't say... So the whole drosha doesn't clap. The whole drosha was that here there would be kesef to the rishus shijaitzim, and here there is kesef to the rishus shijaitzim, but there's no rishus shijaitzim, and she's still rishus avia. Hosam gabi odim nafkala rishusay legamri. Yitzia da'ov ef erz nakati mechaschem mesira lechupe. There's no yitzia yet. She's still rishusay. So the Gemara answers, "May a forest nedorim yenafkelo mirshusay." No, there is a yitzia after erison. The stan nara murosa avio ubaylo mefirin lo nedorel. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Amakati mechasre mesira lechupe." We're missing mesira lechupe. Vadayin he birshusov, li rishoso, ulamaisa yodeo, she's still birshusov. Now this is a shvera Rashi. So the Bichas Avrom brings down from the Briskerov, he has found this Rashi, and Bemis Chabruven in Baba Basra speaks on this Rashi. From the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that the Gemara is asking that after Erishin, she still Birshus Avia. So Rashi says, where do we see it? So Rashi says, Maisi Yodel. That's good. That's Gevaldik. We see she still Birshus Avia. The Maisi Yodel belongs to the father. But then Rashi says, Yerushoso. So Yerushoso, from that with the father Yashin, so you see she's still Birshus Avia? I'll ask you a pertinent question. What if a person is a daughter of Bogris? Who does the Maisi Yadav belong to? Not to the father. Bogris is Vaitsi Mirshus Av. If she dies, who will Yashin her? The father. Now, how do I understand this? She went out Birshus Mirshus Avia. She's a Bogris. And he, the father Yashin, so. So the teretz is that the kasha doesn't begin. You know why? Because a father yashins a daughter because she's mishpachta. B'yor ha'shoise, yashins her als relative. He yashins a son also. Ha'ov kaidem l'chol yaitzi yireche. If a son dies, the father yashins. The son is 30 years old and the son dies. The father yashins him. The son was b'rshusai. The son wasn't b'rshusai. No, there's a din Yerusha that a father yashins his children. So memele, so lechere, this Rashi is very schwer. Rashi is saying that the Moist Akashi, she's still Birshus Avia. So the Raya from Maisi Yodel is a beautiful Raya. She's Taka Birshus Avia. We see that Maisi Yodel belongs to the Av. But the Raya from Yerusha is no Raya that she's still Birshus Avia. So very interesting, Rab Reuven and the Bichas Avraham, both of them say the same terms. So they say as follows. That Rashi learned, Bichas Avraham is a guy from a Loshen of the Rambam, after Nisuin, a husband yashins a wife. Now, why does a husband yashin a wife? Als what din does a yashin? Als korev? He's not a korev. He's not a korb. Mishpachta v'yoroshoise, he's not mishpachta. Now what happens after Nisuin? She's nichneso l'rshusoi. So that means after Nisuin, you have, if she dies after Nisuin, you have here two people who want to yashin her. The father wants to yashin her. She's my daughter. She's my mishpoche. The husband wants to yashin her. She's Bershusi. Now, if you have this conflict, who wins? Who gets the Yerusha? The husband. That means that the Maila of Rishus is stronger than the Maila of Kuvah. That's why a husband Yashin saw after Nisuin. So now Rashi is Meiridik. So after Erisin, who Yashin saw? The husband or the father? The father Yashin saw. So what do we see? That the Erisin, after Erisin, she's not Birshus Habal. She's not Nichnas Birshus Habal. That's what we see. She's still Birshus Avia. That means the Yitzir Mirshus Ha'ov. I mean, stop Birshus Ha'ov, I mean. We see from that the Yitzir Mirshus Ha'ov, which is accomplished after Nisuin. And she's Nichnas Lushus Habal, and because of she's Nichnas Birshus Habal, that's why her husband Yashin saw. This is not after Erisin. So that means we see that Erisin is not machnis her lirshus ha'orus. So that's what Rashi says in the Gemara's Kashe. The Gemara says, we're talking about Yitzias over here. So Rashi says, by Erisin there's no Yitzias. V'horaye, that her father Yashin saw. So we see from that, b'rshus ha'ov, v'adayni b'rshus ha'ov l'rishose, that means that she's not Birshus Habal. That's what Rashi means to say. The koyach of Yerush is al tzkove. That's for sure. But al koponim, we see from here that she's not Birshus Ha'orus. That's shot in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that there's no Yitzir Meshusa of Efta Erisin. She's not Nichnas Leshusa Oris. So, what kind of a Yitzir the Chavose? So the Gemara answers, yes, there is a Yitzir. Don't say, bluntly, there's no Yitzir Efta Erisin, you've been Garaya from Isi Yodeo, you've been Garaya from Aforos Nadareo. No, it's not so poshut. Navkelo Mirshusa Linyan Aforos Nadareo. That Arshav Hoya Mefer Levadoi, before he was Mefer alone, Va'ata Mefer Beshutfes Im Bailo. Now he's Mefer. We really have to understand the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara asks, where is there a Yitzir? What's it by Vafos Nodom? There's a Yitzir. What's the Yitzir? That now is Mefer Beshutfes in Bailo. So Lachaire Balabatish, we would say, that's not the Psayit. There's another Mefer. Now the Oros also has a Schusafor. Where do you see there's a Psayit? And the Gemara calls this a Yitzir. It's a halfway Yitzir. It's also not a Yitzir de Chavosai. I'd like to say a Rayin to explain this Rashi. We mentioned before, the Shitas HaRambam is that an Ov is made for all Nedorim. It's not Meyuchet Nedorim Shebeinu Lebeinu in Nefesh, he's made for all Nedorim. What happens when she becomes an Arusa? So what happens then? So then, the Ov is only Mefer, Nedorim, Shebeino, Lebein, Bailo. That's it. So we see a Mayurik is Ach. So we see it's not Posh, not Pshat is another Balabos. To be another Balabos, so Pshat is like this. No, look, I've been Nedorim, Shebeino, Lebeino. No, it's another Balabos. But what about Zaitik and Nedorim? You never became a Bailam on those Nadom. Let the father be made for alone. Number one. And number two, the father is only mefer the nedorim shebeino lebein bailo. What shaychus does he have with these nedorim? Bus geit them on. But that's the only nedorim he's mefer. The only nedorim he's mefer is the nedorim shebeino lebein bailo. So how do we understand this? So be'etzem the teretz is that after Eresin, Legabi Yaforis Nedorim, she's Bershus Ha'oris. Period. No, so Memele, so the only din Aforis now Nedorim Shebeino Lebein Bailo. That's the, in Nedorim, she's Bershus Ha'oris. No, the Torah says that he's a Tofel to the Oris. That means he's Mefer, the Nedorim which are Negei the Oris. He's Mefer together with the Oris. But what existed before is past history. That means that before he was a Bailim on her Nedorim, he could be made for all Nedorim. That's gone and forgotten with. She's out of his Rishus L'Gabi Yaforis Nedorim. And Be'etzim, she's Rishus Ha'orus now. And that's why the Nedorim that can be Mufa are only Nedorim. Beino Lebein Ha'orus, that's only Nedorim. But he's a Tuffle. To the Haforis Oris, he plays second fiddle to the Haforis Oris. So that's called a Yitzia Taker. What existed before, that's called a Yitzia. And perhaps we could say, there's a Tosfos Yishonim in Yume Daf Pehei Amud Beis that brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam said when it says two things, one im hasheni, so the iker is the sheni, and the first thing is a tofel. Rabbi Netam said, "Yofe Talmud Torah im derech eretz." The iker is derech eretz. The Talmud Torah is a tofel im derech eretz. Agavucha, perhaps we can say from the one side from Rashiv Rabbi Yankev Zechayin Olbocha Taisvus asks on the Rabbi Nutam, it's so posh it there, it's a tofel, Yofot HaBatoirim Derechelz, Derechelz is the Iker. So that's in one side from the Rosh Hashiv, Rabbi Chaim Voloshner says, in Nefesh HaChaim, he says, the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Rabbi Shmuel, what one should do, if one hanig be minig derech eretz, or, no. Rabbi Shmuel says hanig be minig derech eretz, not, but the Klal Yisroel is not an amadrega of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, hanig be minig derech eretz. Zot Rabbi Chaim Voloshner, so what does that mean? So that means you're permitted to work. But he says, when you're working, you're not potter from Limud HaTorah. You have to be ma, you have to think of Divrei Torah. Versteht sich, it is not the same that when you're not working and you're sitting in front of a Gemara, but Al Kaponim, Bishas, you're working, you also have to think of Divrei Torah. So, Mer de Gevolta, Rav Chaim Voloshner and others, he says, leider, if you can think of the Meloche, Bishas davening, you can think of the Torah, Bishas working, but Al Kaponim, but Al Kaponim, that means Bishas the Derech Eretz is also you should have Torah. You're not, it's not as man that's you're potter from learning. It's Shabbos. So that's Shad Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Yankiv said Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech. When you're working, Taka, then the Derech Eretz is the Ikev Hashteitzer. So it's Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Al Kaponim, that's what the Rabbi Netam says, the im means that the first is a tuffle to the second. So that's the way, could be that's what Rashi is saying, that Dachsha be Yemeva Levadei, Vata Meva be Shutv Isim Bailo. That means the Baal is the Iker, and he's a Shutv together with the Baal. He plays second fiddle, but there's a Yitzhi in the Chavose. Ve'eim Oledido, let us see Taisvis. Taimet. How could you say that it's shalom? Hamrine per kama de kedushin ve'itzach lemichtav ki yikach ve'itzach lemichtav ve'yotzachina. The Gemara says that there's two psukim. There's one posik yikach kicha kicha mizdayafrin, which tells us that kedushin is bekesef. There's one posik viyotzachinam en kosev en kesef lodin zav yesh kesef lodamacha, which also tells us that kedushin is bekesef. Yesh kesef lodamacha. So the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim to tell us kesef? So the Gemara says, the kosev achmone ki yikach avamine kaspa di dohabe. Kosev rachmone viyotzachinam. So that's why the pasuk says v'yotzachinam. So the whole purpose of the v'yotzachinam is to tell us that the father gets the money. To tell us that kedushin is through kesef, that I know from kicha kicha, that it's with kesef. So the whole purpose of the pasuk is not to tell us that you can make a yitzia mishusa of a yedei kesef. I know this from kicha kicha. The whole v'yotzachinam is coming to tell us that you need, that the father gets the money. So how could the gemara say kasha v'aymel adido? So why do you need this whole pasuk? V'aymeri, the hasim of him has kone de shmaitin koma. The oma yitzi de chavosei kome mayit. That means that the pasuk is telling us that the father gets the money. So Mamele, so that's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. Very good. So the first pasuk is telling us that Kedushin is bekesef, and the second pasuk is telling us that the father gets money. Avolei havish shumash mois meviyotzachinim sheish shalov. But if this pasuk, there's no mashmois from the pasuk that it belongs to the father, miyutugel habamrinin sheish shaloi. So from the yita, I wouldn't say that it should belong to him. So the Gemara asked, if the father is mekabel the kedushin, so she should get the money. Taima lamaydes al kedai tachashte, amay itzach v'yotzachinam. So why did b'chal the v'yotzachinam? The Gemara says, the Gemara starts off, you learn out from v'yotzachinam. So the Gemara says, Eimel ledido. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say Yotzchini means ledido because it says it's biti nasati. So in the Yitishkol Kaspa, so why need to be Yotzchini in Gansen? I'm Yitzchini Yotzchini. The Mekatshe, Bekesav, Shemin Mechiyika, as biti Shemin in law, the Lehava ledido. Let us skip the next Taisvis, which is Bechlala, a very Shvere Taisvis. And it's a shtickle fremde inyonim. Let's go further. Mamainim yisura leyafinam. Vim taima neylef meyafodas nedorim. Davi yochol lekatsha. Dahainu yisura meyisura. Let's learn out that the father can be mekadusha. Umemele shamina de kaspa davi ave. Kedomalel ash davi mekabu kedusheo. Ihi shokla kaspa. So Taisvah says, very good. So Taisvah says, no. I mean, if you're going to learn out that the father can be Mekadisha and Kedushin means that it comes with a monetary profit, so you can't learn this out. This is, Rabbi Kevege asks on Taisvah, he has a different problem. Let's learn out that the father can be Mekadish with Shtar and Biyah. That's not Mamoine. That's Yisurim. And after I know that the father can be Mekadish, Bishtar Rabbi, he'll say, Iske Shavayis Ladodi. That's what Kevege Zakash. Let's see the Linya Naforas Nedorim. Navkelo Mirshusoi. Ochinami Avimotzi Lemeima, the Linyan Achilas Trume, Navkelo Mirshusoi. The imbas koin li yischoili eina yicheles betruma kedemrinim biyesh motoris. Now this is a moiridike taisvis, which is really an eye-opener. The Gemara was searching, where do we have a yitzia mershus aviyah after eris? And after eris, and she's still mershus aviyah, where do we have? And more found, a forest nedorm. So taisvis says, I have another mekir that she's yotza mirshus aviyah after erison. What's the mekir? The mekir is that a bas koyin marries a zor, so she doesn't need trum anymore. So you see, it's Yotzo Mershus Aviyo. So the Birchas Avrom has big stuff on the Briskerov. The Briskerov didn't understand. This is the Hamoyre de Kekasha. A Bas Koyin eats because she's Mershus Aviyo. And when she gets married to a Yisrael, she doesn't eat because she's Mershus Baila. Who ever learned like that? We always are under the impression, that's what the Briskerov understood, a Bas Koyin eats because she's a Kehenes. And when she gets married to Azor, why doesn't she eat? There's a Posik, Bas Koyin Kisil Yizor, Hibetru Masakot Shem Lo Yisaycho. But the Taisvah said, no, there's a Yitziya Moshu Savio. It's Meiridik. In Emerson, I looked in Chumash, they bring the Moisef Rashi, a Rashi on the Yud Gimel Midrash Ater Nidroshes Bem, the Moisef Rashi. In Pasuk it says that, it says as follows, it says that, V'yilid Beisoi Yoichlu Belachmoi. So Rashi, the Moisef Rashi Bigzan Arashi, Yilid Beisoi Yoichlu Belachmoi, Sabitoi. So the Pasuk says, why does a daughter eat? Yilid Beisoi. So that means Yilid Beisoi. And then we look in the Chumash further, the father, Pasuk says, if her husband dies, or he gives her get, Vishava el Beisoi via kinureho, belechem avia toichel. The Pasuk seems to say like Taisvis. That she eats trume als yelid beisoi, and then when she got married, so she left, she's yotzami beisoi. When the husband dies, it's vishovel beisoi v'yekinorel. So fraktach teisves, why did the Gemara have to say there's a yitzia? Why did the Gemara have to say there's a yitzia by nedorim? I have another yitzia by trume. There's a Yitzia, Eirisin, she's Yotzom Mirshu Savio. Ochanami have a Motzel of Maimed, Linyan Achilles Trumen Nafkelo Mirshu Savio. Din Baskoi Li Yisroeli, Ein Achilles Petrumen, Kedemini Biyash Metoris. Ale Neichel Eile Minke Taforis Nedorim, Shet Hifsid Koichoi Shohoyo Loi Bo, Lohofa Nedorea, Dum Yedi Yitzias Odeim, Shem Mafsid Maise Yodehom. So the Taisus HaRosh explains this Taisus as follows. He says the Gemara wanted to explain the comparison between the Yetziyah Me'aviyah and the Yetziyah from the Odin. The Yetziyah from the Odin, if there would be Kesef, the Kesef would go to the Odin. Why would the Kesef go to the Odin? Because he's losing Maisa Yodel. So that's why you should pay him for it. But the Torah says, V'yotzachina main kos. We don't pay him for it. But it says, but there's another Yitzia that someone loses, and you do pay him. So the Torah says, Sarosh, Bishloime by Nidorim. The father loses. What does he lose? So the Torah says, Sarosh says, she'll make Nedorim Shalini Nefesh, and he can't do anything about it. He can't be made for her Nedorim. She'll want to become Frum. He's losing from that. Before he had control on her, she's a Fafrumte, she'll be, and she'll make Nedorim Shalini Nefesh. The father was a Balabos. No, you're fasting, and we need Maisa Yadah. You can't fast. So before he had control over her Nedorim, she'll make Nedorim, he'll be made for her Nedorim. Now that she's married, he lost. She's out of his reshus. He has to be maskim. Since she's not working for her husband, it's not so poshut that he'll be maskim that she shouldn't fast. Fakel, she's a tzedekah, she's fasting. So memela, so there was a yitzia. So for this yitzia, you pay money. So that's the similarity. He's losing, and the Odin loses. The loss of the Odin is not supplemented through money. The loss of the Ov is supplemented through money. That's the Tzia. Masha ain't came by Trume. She doesn't eat Trume, so he lost something. What did he lose? She lost. But he didn't lose anything. So the Gemara wants to explain the reason why he should get the money after the Erisin, because he lost something. So the Gemara is comparing, there are two Adonim who lose something. There's an Odin who loses her Maisa Yodel, but he doesn't get paid for his loss. There's a father that loses his Koyach HaFora, which is also a loss. Now she can make Nedarim and his hands are tied, but he does get paid for his loss. So that is the Yitzir de Chavose. Mashain came by Trume. Trume, there's no loss. So if there's no loss, so there's no reason to pay him. So therefore, the Yitzir de Chavose works out with Aforos Nedarim, not with Trume.